Yael Kozlowski, I hope you can bring some measure of sensibility to us this morning. It's a big ask. It's a big ask. I know that. But how are you?
Lucky I don't listen to the show before I come on.
Yes, you are very lucky because, I tell you, otherwise you wouldn't want to get involved in some of these conversations. All right, we talk about pivoting. It's the new big word. Every organization is pivoting they need to be agile. They need to be pivoting. But in fact, it's not just for business. It's also for our spirituality.
I think so. You know, I've also been listening and following a lot of pivoting, and I think a lot of pivoting has to be done in the business world, you know, where we need to help ourselves recover, start recovering from, you know, this tough period, surviving, you know, what's coming new. But I was actually thinking the other day, truthfully, this pivoting story should actually be applied to our lives personally, each and every single one of us.
Before you actually continue, a few people saying, hold on, what is pivoting? So pivoting is to kind of switch, to almost pivot on a point. So in a business, for example, you're going in one direction, you develop a technology because you want to, I don't know, do logistics. And then what you find is, hold on, this technology that, because we're a logistics company, but then we found that the software that we've created is actually more interesting than our logistics business. So we pivot it and we become a software business that sells logistic technology. That's an example of pivoting. It's moving around with what you already have.
Now, there you go. And that's what I'm saying that everybody needs to do in their own personal lives. You know, I've kind of like coined a phrase. You know, we always say that we're stuck. So what I like saying these days is that we've been doing a lot of stucking. You know, we're stucking everywhere and people are going saying, you know, we're stuck, we're confined, we can't move, we can't do this. Like, you know, this is closed, this is done. And we feel like that we don't have the ability. And one of the things we need to do is start pivoting, saying, yes, I understand we can't do it this way because this is the way we know how to do it. How about looking and finding a different application or trying to do things differently? So I think that pivoting is actually a very personal experience right now. And, you know, for us to get up and move forward during this pandemic, after the pandemic, there is no question that unless we start changing direction, we're going to keep on stucking. That's on a personal level. I think on a macrocosmic level, I think the whole world is pivoting right now, because if every single person is in that consciousness of understanding that we need to change, we need to do things different, we need to take a new direction, macrocosmically, I think that the world is moving to a different place. We are going to be creating and giving birth to something new, different. And for us, following the tenets of Judaism, I believe it's the messianic phase, that once we come out of this and we've cleared out all the clutter and the stuff that we don't need, and we know how to lead a new life, we are going to be welcoming in a very, very different world, but a beautiful world, a world of health, a world of prosperity, a world of connectedness, united, you know, people being united, people working with each other, cooperation. We're going to birth something fantastic. But right now, we each microcosmically have to start pivoting our own lives and not continue remaining stuck.
So what's so interesting as well is we know that it takes a while to change human nature and human behavior, not necessarily nature, but certainly behavior. Had we gone into lockdown here in South Africa for just 3 weeks, I suspect we would have gone straight back to where we are. But because we've been in this lockdown for more than 100 and something days, our behavior is, I believe, changing in a way that won't be so, that we won't simply just snap back to the world that was. I'm certainly hoping that, Zanati.
I feel like all the change that we're seeing, it just comes fast. It's so fast. And it's so extreme, because even with us changing our behavior, it had to start with a hard lockdown So I feel like a lot of us are being refined by fire right now. I feel like that's the general theme.
Yes, it is like that, but it's a good thing, you know. How do we change behavior? How do we do things differently when we are indelibly marked with it? You know, our psyches and our emotions and our understanding is marked with it, saying, I can't go back there. And I think, yes, I think it's a silver lining. I certainly think that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, even though, you know, temporarily we feel like, we've got this lockdown fatigue. It actually is a fantastic thing, because people are making the changes more permanent as we're going along.
Yeah, and I think the time does that. So before we let you go, what is the? How do we do that? How do we pivot on a personal level? What are some of the steps we need to take?
I think each and every single person needs to explore new avenues, you know, in our lives to see, can I live better? Can I live different? Can I live more fulfilled? And what must I do to make that change? And I think that it's not a blanket rule. It's not do this, A, one, two, three, and you will all be fine. Each and every person, you know, has their circumstances, and they need to start with introspection and really ask those hard questions. And then start thinking out of the box. People are very, very scared to think out of the box.
We are. Because it's the unknown, and because we've always done something in a certain way. Absolutely fantastic.
So leave the devil behind, not better the devil you know than you don't know. Like, leave your Egypt. Like, go out into the desert. It might be a scary place, but that's where you're going to find the freedom to live a much better life.
Absolutely fantastic. It is 8:56. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. That's Adel Kozelski. We chat to her every Thursday at this time, trying to bring a